Hey, good morning, beloved. We praise the Lord for another day, and especially for allowing us to be together on this particular day, which is the day we as believers call Resurrection Sunday, commemorating the day that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Amen. Amen. This also concludes our special podcast for the week. We have been looking at the seven last words, the seven last acts of love of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ from the cross. We have gone through all seven of them all week long, concluding this morning, the seventh word. Having said just that much, let us have a word of prayer. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for being with us each and every day. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for allowing your precious Holy Spirit permeate every podcast that we've had this week. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the words as they have come from my mouth and as they were received in the ears of all who were listening. We pray, Heavenly Father, that your word is going forth to do exactly that which you would have it to do. We thank you for the illumination, the enlightening by and through your word. And we pray, Lord, that you have allowed us to rightly divide your word. And now, Lord, as we conclude in this week's podcast, be with us once again, Lord, and direct our speech, our thoughts, as we give forth that which you have given us to give. This we do pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. The seven last words of Christ from the cross. Again, we say this is our special podcast for this week. Even though we have invited, as always, everyone and anyone to join us live if they were happen to be up this time in the morning for our podcast. But it has been a little bit different. The theme, because our theme is how important is the Word of God to you, and that is our theme, and we always address our theme just like this: how important is the Word of God to you when it comes to, and that's when we introduce our topic for today, and in this case, as it has been for the previous six podcasts, the question is, how important is the Word of God to you when it comes to the word of contentment? That is the seven last word of our Lord from the Christ, the word of contentment, which is found in the Gospel of Luke, the 23rd chapter, the 46th verse, and it reads like this: Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." Found in the Gospel of Luke, the 23rd chapter and the 46th verse. This is the final statement that we have from Jesus before his death. Everything had been completed. And now it was time for Jesus to dismiss his spirit. Now, I hope you're hearing what I'm saying. It's not by mistake. We have no control when it comes to our death. Now, I want you to understand what I'm saying. Yes, we know that we all have this appointment to keep when this body is going to cease to function here anymore. That is what is referred to as death. We also know that the spirit within us is going to live on throughout eternity. Everyone, and that's not just believers. Let me make this clear. Everyone has a spirit that's going to live throughout eternity. The big question is where it's going to live at, but that's another lesson for another time. But we have no control over that. Man was born to die. Okay. We know that this body is going to it's going to cease. We don't know when. We all have that appointment. Again, as the word tells us, it's appointed unto man wants to die. We understand that. So, but we don't know when this appointment comes. Does it come in our first year? Does it come in our 125th year? We don't know. The Lord will make sure we keep our appointment. But in Jesus' case, he had control over this, what we call death, this physical death. He had control over the spiritual death. When his spirit, now watch this, is going to leave this his body and go back to be with his father. Look at what it says here. It's time for Jesus to dismiss his spirit. He had done everything that he was coming here to do. The task that was before him. Now, can you imagine all that Jesus did in the condition that he was in? Do not take it lightly, beloved. I don't want to paint the horrific picture of how our Savior must have looked. It bothers me every time I think about it, every time I read this. Song said it causes me to tremble when it asked the question, were you there when they crucified my Lord? The vision that I get in my mind just it always just fills me up to try to imagine what my Lord looked like, what he was going through on that cross. Picture that. None of us, I'm sure, love to have in our minds the terrible pain, excruciating pain. Every time he tried to move, every time he tried to breathe, and even when he's just there, pain. Yet. He did all that he did there. And making sure that those that he loved and cared about were taken care of. He did all of that. And when he looked around, did all that he was assigned to do, all the tasks that he was assigned to perform. When he did all of that, then and only then did he decide, okay, it's time for me to go. It's time for me to go. You know, and that's when he went on and did what he did. And that is, okay, it's time for me to go home. That's what he did. So yes, everything had been completed. It was now time for him to dismiss his spirit. And Jesus had previously made the statement that he would willingly lay down his life for his sheep. He said that in John the 10th chapter, the 15th verse, and the 17, 18 verse. I want to read it for you. Just as the Father, this is what Jesus is saying. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I laid down my life for the sheep. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father. Jesus, no one else could do this. No one else but Jesus did this. The seventh word of Jesus is from the Gospel of Luke and is directed to the Father in heaven. Just before Jesus dismisses his spirit, Jesus recites Psalm 31:5. Into thy hands I commend my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord, faithful God. This is what he says, all the way back in Psalm 31:5. Now, just as sure as Jesus said that he laid out his life and he has the authority to take it up again, oh yes, oh yes. Not only can he return, he will return because he says so. He said in John 16th chapter, the 28th verse, I came from the Father and have come into the world. Again, I am leaving the world and going to the Father. This is awesome. This is awesome. This is awesome. This is what Jesus is saying. And this is what we call, and what it is, the resurrection. I'm going to the Father. I told y'all that I would lay down my life, and I did. But in 3 days, I'll pick it back up. I'm going back to my Father. I'm going back to my Father. Now, I want y'all to understand something. I want you to understand something. Jesus was obedient to his Father all the way to the end here. Now, we just talked about the cross. This is not the end of Jesus and his work here. Jesus said, the task is finished. It is finished. Not I'm finished, but this task. This is what I came here to do. This is what I and the Father planned. You don't understand that. Okay. Now Jesus was obedient to his Father all the way to this end. And even recognizing that even though it was the man Jesus hanging on that cross, okay, who went through all that pain and suffering for me, for you, for us all. It was his Father who was in charge. Oh yeah, it was his Father who was in charge, and it was his Father who released him from the agreement that they had made that Jesus would go to earth and provide the way of salvation for man. I love how Jesus and his Father, our Father, operates. We say like a well-oiled machine. That's a simple way of putting it. They were working hand in hand. And when we look into the scriptures and see just how they they intertwined in what they were doing. We always, many of us, I should say, find it hard to really, really understand the relationship between God the Father and God the Son. And I'm so glad that I don't have to spend the time trying to understand it. I just believe it. God didn't say, we have to understand it in order to be in favor with him, in order, that he's happy with what we do. He said, without faith, it's impossible to please him. We have to believe. I don't know about anyone else, but oh, if I could just have that and operate in that same realm of faith that Abraham did. That's why he's called the father of the faithful. I gotta segue into that. Because Abraham didn't have the benefit of the written word. He didn't have the benefit of so many things, the word being preached to him, a grand revival and all that. He just believed in God and believed God just because he said so. Unbridled, unadulterated, pure faith. Oh boy, to be able to believe like that, even with every with us having the benefit of all of the scripture before us, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit within us, we still conduct ourselves like we don't believe God. In too many things, in too many things in our lives. But that's another lesson. I'm sorry. So yes, okay, we understand that Jesus was obedient. We understand that it was time for his physical suffering to cease. Who determined that time? They did. Okay. And the task was done. There's no such thing like we often do when we get tired. Well, I'm too tired to finish. I'll finish tomorrow. I'll finish later. No. No. Jesus did not stop until the task was completed. He did everything he came to do. And then he said, okay. Okay. Father, into your hands, I commend my spirit. Into your hands, I commend it. All right, I'm done. I'm done. I'm done with this body, this physical body. Time for my spirit to go back to you. I have to leave this body. I'm going to have to leave it lifeless. And I know that there's a lot of things that some men are trying to do with it, but we got this. Father, we got this. But it's time for me to leave this body. Okay. He says in John, the 14th chapter, in the 10th verse, don't you believe that I am in the Father? Let the Father in me. The words I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. All of this, God the Father and God the Son, Jesus, are working hand in hand. Orchestrated even before the beginning of this world. It's hard for us to conceive that all of this was planned. It's hard for us to understand that even though writers wrote, they were inspired by God. It's no surprise. None of it's It's a surprise to God. It's hard for us to comprehend. And I don't try because we're talking about an omnipotent, an omnipresent, an omniscient God. I hope no one is making the mistake of even thinking that anything that is happening and has happened and will happen comes as a surprise to him. None of this. And I didn't say, well, this could have happened, and well, God didn't want this to happen, but because of man had no control over this. The only one, as we can see in the Word of God, who has complete control is God. We see it, the perfect example right here. God loves us. Jesus loves us so much that he was willing to go through everything he went through. All the pain and suffering, all the degradation, all of it. All of it. Not just hurting him physically, but wounding him mentally and spiritually as well as any man would. But yet, we see that he was in total control all the way to the end, till he decided it was the end. And it was time for me to go back. My spirit to go back to my Father. Jesus fulfills his mission and that of his Father on the cross. Let us always remember, beloved, as we have come to the conclusion of these podcasts, as they were looking and focusing on the seven last words of our Lord and Savior Jesus from the cross. All of them we looked at through the Spirit and in the Spirit of John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. This is why Jesus did what he did, because of his love for us. Because of his love. He went through everything that he went through. All of it. Because of his love. Think about that. Greater love has no man than this, that he would give, lay down his life for his friend. And I'm so glad that Jesus calls us, calls me, calls you friend, and that he was willing to show his love, to go through the greatest act of love ever for me, for you, for us. Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Heaven smile upon you.